USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. Americans have been evacuated by the U.S. government from the embassy in Sudan.
U.S. officials said fewer than 100 people were brought out Saturday from the embassy in Khartoum, where warring factions are fighting in the streets. More than 100 U.S. Special Operations Forces moved in on the embassy with transport helicopters and spent about an hour on the ground before taking off. The director of the operation said they weren't fired on by those fighting.
Karen Sloan reports a State Department official said Washington does not foresee a government evacuation of other American citizens in Sudan within the coming days. President Biden is expected to announce his re-election bid as soon as Tuesday, according to White House aides. It would come on the four-year anniversary of his 2020 announcement. Biden has made it clear that he does intend to run for a second term, although a majority of Americans apparently don't want him or former President Donald Trump to run for the White House in 2024. The NBC News poll finds 70% of those surveyed, including just over half of Democrats, believe Biden shouldn't run again, half of them citing his age as a major factor. As for Trump, 60% of those surveyed, including a third of Republicans, think the former president shouldn't run as well in 2024. The FAA is heading into the busy travel season without a leader.
Acting FAA Chief Billy Nolen is stepping down. He made the announcement in a letter to agency staff. The Biden administration has had trouble filling the post. The previous pick, Phil Washington, withdrew his name from consideration after Republican leaders claimed he lacked the experience and the qualifications needed for the job. I'm John Schaefer.
There's panic at Disneyland when a giant animatronic dragon burst into flames last night, sending guests and cast members to the exits. No injuries reported. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text STAPLE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now, and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text STAPLE to 321-321. That's STAPLE to 321-321.
People at Disneyland ran for cover last night when a giant animatronic dragon burst into flames. The head of the 40-foot-tall Maleficent dragon caught fire in the middle of the show Fantasmic at the Tom Sawyer's Island attraction. The production was stopped immediately as guests and cast members were hustled away. Emergency crews put out that fire without injuries. Authorities have a mystery on their hands in Texas.
Authorities investigating the deaths of six cattle that were found with their tongues removed, no blood spilled, and no signs of struggle. The sheriff's office said there were no signs of footprints or tire tracks in the area either. Stranger yet, no predators or birds would scavenge the remains of the cow, leaving it to decay for several weeks. And it's not the first time. Five other cows were killed the exact same way in two other locations. I'm Corey Myers.
The EPA is expected to roll out new standards for new and existing power plants as soon as this week. Here's Scott Carr.
Reuters cites industry representatives who've spoken with EPA officials saying the rules could require carbon capture and storage technology for gas-fired power plants or zero-emission renewable energy plants. States would then develop plans for their plants to meet the new rules. They replace rules under former President Barack Obama's Clean Power Plan and former President Trump's American Clean Energy Rule. Courts have tossed out both of those plans.
I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.